Good evening and welcome to Chit Chat, where we talk a bit about this and a bit about that. I'm Trudy Smith. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight we have an extremely fascinating show on a subject I think all of you will be interested in. Vegetables. That's right, vegetables. Mixed greens, red peppers, yellow squash, and everything in between. So stay tuned. We're joined in our studios this evening by two of the premier vegetable experts in America today, Dr. Brock Lee of Cornell University.
Hello, Trudy.
And Artie Chokes, Director of the U.S. Vegetable Advisory Board, or VAB.
Good evening.
Gentlemen, thanks for being here. I invited you on the show this evening so we could talk about the latest research on the health benefits of vegetables, specifically about the newly discovered phytochemicals, which supposedly prevent cancer. Can you explain to our listeners what these phytochemicals are and if they really are more effective than vitamins? Artie, I take it you don't buy this theory.
Trudy, I don't think Artie so much takes issue with the theory. After all, the research on phytochemicals is very encouraging, especially in terms of cancer prevention. But to be honest, Artie and I feel that it's old hat. At Cornell, a fine university whose name begins with corn, we like to think that we're on the cutting edge of vegetable research and have moved far beyond phytochemicals.
I see.
Yes, we are now studying the humor content in vegetables, which we believe is even more important. In fact, next week at the National Convention of Vegetables, I will be presenting my new paper on the subject, titled Eggplant is Funny.
Brock is absolutely right, Trudy. The Vegetable Advisory Board, or VAB, is no longer even awarding grants to phytochemical studies. We are strictly funding humor research these days.
I'm lost. Humor in vegetables? I'm afraid I don't quite understand.
It's actually quite simple. About a year ago, well, really more like 12 months ago. Or was it a year, Artie?
More like 12 months, I think, Brock.
Well, anyway, somewhere between 12 months and a year ago, in the vegetable lab at Cornell, we were examining some vegetables when one of our graduate students made the startling discovery that broccoli is funny.
It is.
Certainly. And it turns out lots of vegetables are funny. We just never realized it before.
I'm still confused. How can a vegetable be funny?
It's like anything else. Something's either funny or it isn't.
And broccoli is funny?
Oh, it's hilarious.
I see. What are the funniest vegetables? Are carrots funny?
Oh, really?
Oh, no, Trudy, not at all. At the Vegetable Advisory Board, or VAB, we've been testing various vegetables for humor for over a year. And if one thing is clear, it's that carrots are not funny. Nor spinach. They have almost no humor content whatsoever. Celery, on the other hand, is hilarious. Hilarious. Oh, my.
Oh, is it funny, like when it sticks to your teeth?
No.
No, not at all.
What about Brussels sprouts?
Ah, now there's an amusing vegetable. Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts.
I have to disagree with my colleague, Trudy. While Brussels sprouts are obviously somewhat amusing, our research at Cornell clearly demonstrates that no vegetable is funnier than eggplant. It has a nonsensical name, a silly appearance, a comical texture, and a funny taste.
Aha! So that's why it's funny.
Oh, heavens no. I was just pointing those things out for listeners who have never seen...
Oh, that's why it's funny.
You know, in our studies, 9 out of 10 people laughed harder at eggplant than at Robin Williams. However, the best response came from people watching Robin Williams eat eggplant. Based on our findings, we'd recommend people have Robin over for dinner at least once a week to reap the full benefits of their vegetables.
Gee, this has been a real eye-opener. I wish we had more time to explore the subject, but unfortunately, we're out of time for today. I'd like to thank our guest, Dr. What's so funny?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just munching on some celery. I thought my mic was off.
Dr. Brock Lee of Cornell University and Artie Chokes of the Vegetable Advisory Board, or VAB. Join us tomorrow on Chit Chat for a special interview with famed astronomer Carl Sagan, who will explain to us why it's always darkest before the dawn. Until then, I'm Trudy Smith with your daily dose of Chit Chat.
Eggplant is Funny, starring
Monica Sullivan as Trudy Smith,
John DeBernard as Dr. Brock Lee,
Jim Shepherd as Dr. Artie Chokes,
was written by Randy Parker and Nico Pimentel for Shoestring Radio Theater.